I can't see a thing.
Welcome back to Showbiz Weekly. I'm Taylor Kelsaw.
And I'm co-host Michael McCallum.
Michael, how about meeting Abby Corrigan, huh?
Incredible.
19-year-old, beautiful young lady, all already on Broadway and now nationally touring with Fun Home.
She has such an energy about her. I hope that comes through the radio waves.
Yeah.
But seeing her in person, she's just got a great energy about her, and we could have spent, you know, hours, a lot longer talking to her.
The way she responded to questions was like a person twice her age.
Definitely.
And you know what's interesting about her? She's such a creature of the earth. She doesn't even have a Facebook account. This is the 19-year-old.
Sure, sure.
That's incredible. It's dedicated to her craft. You got to get out and see Fun Home tonight, 8 p.m. It's so amazing at the Wharton Center. And of course, if you haven't picked up tickets, it's 1-800-WHART. Go get some tickets.
I love when you say we could have spent hours with her. She would have wanted to leave at some point.
At some point.
We could have.
Yeah, yeah.
We could have been
happy. I don't know how much she liked us, but
she would have went like, okay, guys, gotta go.
Absolutely.
And then pretended like somebody was yelling your name. Oh, they're right. Calling me. I gotta go.
Well, the great thing about this play, of course, it was written by Lisa Korn, who is a Lansing native, won 2 Tony Awards for it, and for the book and the lyrics, because it's a musical. Get out and see this story. June is Pride Month, and it's about a lot of things that have to do with pride. So get out there and share this knowledge and information. You know, speaking of Michiganders and people who've put so much into the creative arts world here.
Preach, brother, preach.
A professor of 20 years at
Keep
Grand
it going.
Valley State University, and just a phenomenal man. We've talked to him many times on the phone, but we're so honored he's live in studio with us today.
Yay. All right. Great to be here.
Jay Harper Philbin, thank you for joining us here.
Thanks a lot. It's great to be here in person in the flesh for a change instead of on my cell phone.
We are delighted. So just so people will remember, you created and directed and wrote Lucky Jay.
That's right. It's you know, as you mentioned, I've been a professor at Grand Valley for 20 years, and we have a thing called the Summer Film Project, which each summer we produce a film with professional actors and using a student crew. And the last couple summers, we decided instead of doing a short film, we would do a web series.
Yeah.
And so we created Lucky Jay, which is sort of a satire comedy drama about higher ed and professors and their students and everything that goes on in college. And
not that you would know anything about that, right?
Well, you know, the
completely foreign subject to him. He just
the cliche is write what you know, right?
You're
but
yeah.
and in the summer film, I've directed 11 of them, and 8 of them or 9 of them were not scripts that I wrote. They were I just thought they were really interesting scripts, so we made a film, and I was the director. So with Lucky Jay, I finally decided, you know, it's time for me to write something, and I'm going to write about the experience of being a professor and try and be funny about it as well. So,
well, you know, the word today in the 21st century with all the streaming is binge.
Yeah.
This, I guarantee you will binge both season 1 and 2. You will binge because you just can't stop watching it.
Well, I think it's the preferred way to watch it. It does have a little bit of a hook at the end of each episode. So basically, season 1 is like a feature-length film. It's about 80 minutes, and it's broken into chapters, and each chapter has a little hook, a little cliffhanger that propels you to watch the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would say plug it into your high HD TV, your 55-inch, you know, and it's got great sound, great picture, and just binge-watch a season, and then maybe take a little time, have a beer, and then watch 2.
Well, I agree with you, and I, you know, you will be get food, because you will sit there and you will want to make sure, you know, get all your bathroom breaks done because you want to sit there and watch it. 80 minutes.
Yeah, the first season is 85 minutes and the second season is about 80 minutes.
So, yeah, you can do this easily.
Yeah, they play like a feature film,
like
beginning, middle, and end.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, Lucky J 3.
You know, that's a commonly asked question.
Yes.
You know, I...
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
Usually if they're not asking, it's like, oh, okay, well,
point taken.
My answer is always, I'll never say never. Yeah. I never thought really there'd be a Lucky J 2, but I just thought Lucky J 1 would be the sort of a one-off, you know, riff on being a college professor. And it was got enough positive feedback, and people said, you got to do a second one. These characters are great.
Yeah.
So we did. And, you know, I'm actually starting to work on a different project right now. But, you know, if this thing is in the festival circuit right now, sure. Already it's been getting accepted at various festivals, so if it were to, you know, build more momentum and even get looked at from some of the higher people who are looking to, you know, every web series developer's fantasy is that a network or Netflix or somebody like that would watch it and go, you know, we're going to make that into a series,
right?
And here's a lot of money to do it.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah, I'm in favor of seeing that happen. Absolutely. We're going to come up on the break here, but we should also point out that Lucky J stars co-host Michael McCallum.
Indeed, it does.
Just sitting here all quiet, just waiting. See,
humble and sweet. Just
cute.
That's so sweet. So unlike him. I love you, buddy.
Wait a minute.
But we are going to talk about, when we come back, you know, what you got in the plan in the future. And, of course, we're going to keep talking about Lucky J, because we definitely want those higher streaming services to pay attention. And this is a good way to do it right here on Showbiz Weekly. We're going to take a break. Coming back soon.
Before the ocean was molten fire and the frozen millennia, before the sky divided from water, life had yet to become. Well, I saw that heaven was black, out of sight before she wore the stars.